Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus is a heartbeat, the blood inside of my veins, the life inside of my body. Follow me everywhere I go.
Tonight, this is Kingdom Empowerment Inc. Radio, and I'm the host, Donna Ganny. And I'm interviewing tonight Prophet Nicole Vaughn. So without further ado, we're going to get started so that everyone can hear from Prophet Nicole Vaughn about what she's doing and the great things that she has planned for the future for the body of Christ. And before we begin, Prophet Nicole, can I please ask that you open us up in prayer? Prophet Nicole, are you with me still? Okay, I'm going to open us up in prayer while we're waiting for Prophet Nicole to join us. Heavenly Father, we just thank you and we glorify you this night and we lift you up on high and we say, have your way with us tonight, O Lord. We invite you to take full control of the airwaves, Father. We invite you, Father, to go out and reach out to the body of Christ and arrest every soul that is not does not know you, that is hearing right now, Lord, that they will come to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father, we also ask that you will open and attune every ear to the kingdom of a living God, Ramu Hassan, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We pray. Amen. Amen. So, Prophet Nicole, are you with us still? I can see that you're on the board, but we can't hear you. So if you are listening to me right now, can you please try to call back into the line? Thank you. Okay, while we're waiting, we're just going to listen to a little bit of Niala. Okay, she's joined us again here. All right. All right. Can you? Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, good. Praise the Lord. I'm at my in-laws' house right now, and I have to call off of the Wi-Fi because my phone does not work in this area.
Okay,
can you hear me?
Okay. Yes, I can hear you now. I can hear you. All right.
Okay.
Prophet Nicole, can you tell us about yourself? Can you tell us a little bit about how you got in, how you, started in ministry and how you became saved in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior?
Okay. Well, praise the Lord. First of all, I got saved when I was 14 in foster care, but I didn't realize that I was getting saved. I had just went to a youth service, and they said they're giving out free cakes and cookies for me to go because I'm going to get some free cakes and cookies. That's one of the things that I love. So I went to the youth service, and a female pastor called me over, and she asked me, do you know who Jesus is? And I told her, I said, well, I heard of him. I know that my family, my grandma goes to church on Easter Sunday, and the priest tells us, you know, that we come because of Jesus. So I heard of him, but I didn't know him like that. Well, then she told me to say this prayer, and I said the prayer of salvation, and she told me I was saved. That was it. I was 14 and foster care, but I did not understand what I was doing. So from 14 up to 18, I was in and out of jail, fighting, teen mother, homeless on the street, promiscuous, gangs, sold drugs, anything you could think of, I did, except for used drugs. And then I ended up in jail at 18 for fighting my mother. And when I was in the jail cell, I was crying, and I said, God, if you're real, why did you let my life be so hard? I said, you don't love me. You can't be real because I have the most horrible life, from being sexually abused to being physically abused to being homeless, teen mother, things of that nature, now in jail. I said, you can't be real. You don't love me. I got mad at him, and I cried. I said, if you're real, please show me that you're real. And then the next day, in my jail cell, this Caucasian sister came in, and she was really weird to me. You know, she talked to herself, she mumbled, and she would keep the Bible in her back pocket. So all my other co-inmates, they would say, Nicole, or at that time my nickname was Big Red, don't talk to her, don't fall asleep while she's in your cell, she's crazy. She's going to try to take your cookies. So I was like, what? Oh, no, I'm not going to go to sleep. She's going to try to take my cookies. That means she was going to try to, you know, turn me to an alternative lifestyle to be politically correct. So I was like watching her with one eye, and I wouldn't go to sleep and everything like that. So about 2 days later, she left the cell, and I'm still mad at God, and I'm still saying, look where you got me. You don't love me. And I'm just going on and on crying in the jail cell. So this very same Caucasian sister came in the cell while I was crying. And she asked me what was wrong, and at first I brushed her off like, you don't care, you're just some crazy white woman trying to know my business. And then she said, well, I just want to tell you that God does love you. And then that was it. And she showed me Psalms 27. She prayed with me. I cried so hard. It felt like I cried away years of pain. And then I said the prayer of salvation again. And immediately the Holy Spirit came upon me. Immediately in the jail cell. Then after that, you know, she got released the next day. This is a God's honest truth. The next day, the woman got released, and I never seen her again. So at 18, in a jail cell, I had true conversion. God showed me that he does love me. He showed me that he is watching over me and that he hears me. And immediately, I received the Holy Spirit. So that's when I got bona fide conversion saved, 18 in jail.
Wow.
Amen.
Wow,
then after that, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Then after that, I started going to this church in Brooklyn.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What did you say?
No, I'm listening. I'm listening.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Okay, then after that, I got released. I got released from prison. Okay, good, because I'm in my mama-in-law house, and sometimes the phone goes out. But I got released from prison, and my mother, who wasn't on drugs anymore, she told me about this church that she started to go to, and the name of it was St. Paul's Community Baptist Church, where Johnny Ray Youngblood was the senior pastor at the time, and David K. Brawley was the assistant pastor. And she was like, Nicole, you really have to go to this church, you know, because they're just like on fire. There's so many young people in there. You have to go to this church. So I said, all right, Ma, I'm going to go. You know, just nothing beats a failure but a try. I'm going to go. So I went with her to this church. And my experience in that church changed my life. First thing they showed me when I went there was this production called the Ma'afa, and it showed about the things that our ancestors went through with slavery and things like that. And then they did the midnight cry, showing when the bride of Christ will rise and we would go before the Lord. It was a beautiful, dramatic dance presentation. And I was crying and crying and weeping. It was almost like, man, I felt like, Lord, I don't want to miss out on this beautiful moment when you do come for us. So I joined the church, and immediately Pastor Brawley took me underneath his wing and put me in leadership and ordained me a youth minister with a mentor who's been a youth minister for years before me. And I've been running for the Lord ever since. The only problem was, within that ministry, that they did not allow women preachers. Everyone that was in the pulpit, every prophet was a man, and I started feeling like the Lord was telling me, I want you to be a prophet. But I was like, well, Lord, in this church that you led me to, they don't have female prophets. They don't have female preachers. Everyone in leadership that's declaring the word or that's praying for the people were men. So I thought that I was hearing things. I thought that I was, like, wrong. I thought that I was in error. I was like, this can't be. So then little by little, he started speaking to me, showing me things, and I would meet strangers, and I would say something to the stranger, and they would come back around and tell me that everything I said came to pass, the prayer that I prayed for them, the person got healed, so forth and so on. So he was letting me know that I wasn't in error, I just outgrew that season.
Yeah,
he was letting me know that I outgrew that season in St. Paul's because of where he was taking me. And on top of that, I was in a domestic violence relationship. So while I'm seeking God, I had a man that was beating on me. He would fight me if I prayed. He would tell me, you know, you can't go to church today. It was almost like if I was sleeping with the enemy. So I outgrew the church, and this man was beating me. So I said, Lord, what am I going to do? I know you love me, Lord. You brought me this far. Where to go? What should I do? He told me, go to Florida. I said, Florida? I don't want to go to Florida. He said, go to Florida. So me being scared, I asked for confirmation at the confirmation. All of a sudden, I started seeing signs everywhere that said Florida. Then my aunt upped and moved to Florida. And then there was a moving company that was right across the street from my apartment in Brooklyn. Said they moving their company to Florida. And I said, Lord, are you I was like, asking, like, you really tell me to go to Florida, Jesus? Right, because I did not want to uproot and leave my apartment and go into the unknown. But right after I said, you're not telling me about Florida, Lord, this man came home from work and fought me something seriously. I had my little prayer corner. He kicked down my prayer corner. He threw my Bible, ripped the pages out, everything. It was almost like if he was like completely demon-possessed. And I said, oh, no, I got to get out before he kill me or I kill him. So he went to work that morning. I sold my washing machine, my microwave, my stereo, my jewelry, and it came up to about maybe $325. I packed what I could pack in my suitcase, and I said, okay, God, you told me to go to Florida. I'm going to go to Florida. I got down the stairs in New York, in Brooklyn. I lived on the sixth floor. It was one elevator, and it was like a 15-block walk to get to the 3 train. I said, how am I going to get to this 3 train to get this suitcase on the train? And lo and behold, someone who I haven't seen in over like 5 years pulls up out of nowhere driving an ambulance van, one of those accessorized vans. And he's like, Nicole, where are you going with all that stuff? I said, oh, my God, you're an angel. And he drove me all the way to Grand Central Station and helped me get on the Greyhound. And I ended up in Florida. And I didn't start ministry yet. I had to meet. I met my husband in Florida. Before we started ministry, before I even started ministry, I got to Florida and I met my husband. I was coming out of an abusive relationship, and he was dealing with his own stuff. So we helped mend and heal each other through the power of the Holy Spirit. And we ended up going to Tampa, Florida. Amen. We went to Tampa, Florida. We went to this church out there, New Life, Bread of Life Outreach Fellowship. And the pastor and the prophetess, they called me out. They say, you are a prophet. And I was like, no, I don't want to say it, you know, because I still had that mindset that women are not prophets. I still had that mindset that a woman could not preach or teach the word. They called me out and they called my husband out. And then from then, I was walking in it. So it was like, you know, amen. So that's how I got started in ministry. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Sometimes you have to go through some traumatic situations to reach the level and the direction that God wants to take you to. And thank God you were obedient and acted upon things that you needed to act upon to get to where you are now. Can you tell the audience about Visionary Apparel of a Great Price Ministries and mentorship? How did that come about?
Sure. Okay, so at first it started off as Generation Extreme Warriors for Christ. Me and my husband, we got married and everything, and then we end up moving to New Jersey where my mother was at. She's an ordained minister now, but she was an evangelist then. And so we end up moving to her house because I felt the need to go to New Jersey. And one of my old pastors who knew me since I was young and wild in the streets, he was there and he needed help with the youth ministry. So I said, I will help you with the youth ministry. Me and my husband volunteered. So Pastor Eric Wallace at New Life Cathedral Church. He said, well, what's the name of it? So we all thought about something, and then we came up with Generation Extreme Warriors for Christ. And within Generation Extreme Warriors for Christ, we ministered to the youth and adults. but we focus on the youth and the young adults as far as like with music, performing, poetry, spoken word, rap, and also, of course, you know, mm-hmm. preaching. Mm-hmm. And we've seen in the midst of that, they was able to express their testimony. They were able to express what they desire from God. They were able to express that they need someone to show them how to be young people for God. So it was a successful thing. And then my husband, the apostle, that we didn't know that he was an apostle then, he got a call to come to work in Virginia. So he said, I'm going to go set up the job in Virginia, and then you come follow me 2 weeks later. So we told our pastor, he went, I preached a revival right before I left, and then I followed him to Virginia. While we were in Virginia, we didn't do no ministry, and I felt like we was getting dormant. So we started holding Generation Extreme Bible studies in our house. Then we started going out feeding people based off of Generation Extreme and witnessing to the youth and getting them saved. But it stopped. All of a sudden, out of nowhere, Generation Extreme, it just became like it stopped. People stopped coming. It just like totally stopped. So we left it alone for a year. Then after a total year, I said, I got the name. My husband said, what? I said, I got the name. The reason why we stopped. I said, there's no more Generation Extreme. I said, but now it's Pearl of a Great Price. So I said, because the kingdom of heaven is like unto a merchant. And I said, we want to build the kingdom of heaven. We want to build kingdom people. So me and him prayed on it, and boom, we came with Pearl of a Great Price Ministries and Mentorship, where we don't only just service the spirit being, we service the human being too, because like I said the other day, we are human and we are spirit. People should see our spirit first, then our human side, but first they have to be mm-hmm. coincide with each other. So, you know, we focus mm-hmm. on the human side, life issues, the things that I've been through, the things that he's been through, how to get them to cope with it, how to get them to overcome it. And then we feed them spiritually so when they go back out, they are now whole. They know who they are in Christ, and they know who they are in the earth. So that's how Pearl of a Great Price Ministries and Mentorship came about.
Amen. Can you give us some examples of some of the acts that you do in the ministry for the body of Christ?
Well, the main thing we do is we go to the very area that people are scared to go to. We go to the poverty-stricken area. We go to where the Melchizedek's are and the disabled are, so to speak, quote-unquote. We go to where the drug addict is. We go to where the gang member is. We go to where the prostitute and the promiscuous is. We go to where the broken family members are, and that's what we focus on, because those are the ones who are seeking God. Those are the ones that are saying, God, are you real? My husband, Apostle Vaughn, he is so powerful. When he gets around men, he is like, because he has his own testimony, you know, he was on drugs and everything like that. So when he gets around men and he ministers to their spirit first, and he goes to the very heart of them, and he helps and he mends their heart by way of the Holy Spirit, is mind-changing. And then I go to the women and the children, because that's what the Lord wants. He wants the heart of the fathers to turn back to the sons and the sons to turn back to the fathers. So we go in as the glue. We go where everyone is scared to go. Wherever you're scared to go, that's where we're going, because we want to build the people up, let them know that this is not the end. And there has been signs, wonders, and miracles follow us. We've seen people healed. We've seen people fall out. We've seen people with demons by the glory of God cast out. And it's real, like vomiting and just acting like, you know, they're not of themselves. We have seen it, because that is where the enemy hides. He's everywhere, you know, because this is his world. He's the prince of this world. But he hides where there's poverty. He hides where there's brokenness. And people tend to get accustomed to it. And we go, like it says in Jude, with fire, hating the very garment of the sin and bringing them out.
Yes, yes. Wow, that's powerful. And it really do take a true servant of God to do that. Let's talk about Kingdom Alliance Action. Is that a part of it also? Is that a distinguished area that you have going on.
Yes, Kingdom Alliance Action is a part of Pearl of a Great Price Ministries and Mentorship. As Pearl of a Great Price Ministries and Mentorship started growing, we started seeking the Lord about other things. And we were on a mission. He was in Florida working, and I was out there helping a prophetic or being part of a prophetic ministry. We was in our prayer and fasting, and the Lord gave me Kingdom Alliance Action about 6 o'clock in the morning. He told me write it down. So I wrote down KAAC, Kingdom Alliance Action Center. And then he said, now that you have Pearl of a Great Price Ministries, I want you to build embassies. So I said, what is an embassy? I did not know what an embassy was. I know that people go around building churches. But he told me, he said, you are the church. So I said, okay, Lord, what is an embassy? I looked it up. An embassy is a representation of the kingdom that it represents and its domain. He said, build embassies for my kingdom, because we are the church, and in the embassy, every need shall be met for the citizens of the kingdom of God, because it is an embassy. Yeah. We know now that embassies represent whatever kingdom that it is there. So if there's an embassy, if we say we're in American soil, Russia has an embassy in America, right? So now a Russian citizen, I'm just giving an example, a Russian citizen can go to the embassy of Russia and have diplomacy, their needs met, currency, protection, everything that they would need if they were in Russia would be inside that embassy. And then wherever the embassy is placed, that is now declared a domain for Russia. So that is what Kingdom Alliance Action is. We want to go out by the power of the Holy Spirit and our Lord Jesus Christ, building embassies, because the word declares that we are the church. The building is not the church. We are the church. And we're the church of our King who is in the kingdom, and we have to set up an embassy. And every demonic kingdom must respect and recognize that this embassy belongs to the kingdom of heaven.
Yes, it's true. Wow.
Yeah.
So, you know, we do have some listeners on the line with us. Do you mind if I open up the phone lines and give them the opportunity to ask any questions, share any thoughts, or present any prayer requests at this time?
Oh, sure. I don't mind. Go ahead.
Okay. So, callers, if you have any questions or anything you would like to say to Prophet Nicole Vaughn at this time, feel free to do so. Please state your name and where you're calling from. Okay, callers, the lines are open if you have any questions or anything you would like to say. And if you have any prayer requests, please feel free to present them now.
And also, while we're waiting, I just want to add that the Kingdom Alliance Action Center is also a community center where, you know, we will focus on the community, but we won't get funding from the government. My government, I'm a United States citizen. I am not, you know, a communist. You know, I love my United States of America. However, when they tend to fund something, they tend to tell you how to do it. So this Kingdom Alliance Action Center is solely for the children of God and whoever comes in and wants to be a part of the body of Christ, where we can meet their need without any red tape, without any bureaucracy. So it's a center where every need is met: the mother, the father, the sister, the brother, the aunt, the uncle, the grandma, the cousin, the best friend, the extended family. All are welcome, because the kingdom of God is for everyone. He desires for none to perish.
Amen. So, tell us, what are your future plans with the kingdom Kingdom of Heaven embassy. Tell us what your future plans are for that.
Can you repeat that? I'm sorry. What is future plans for the Kingdom Alliance?
Yes, please.
Okay, well, our future plans is to, we have located some property, a land in a rural community. So our future plan is to build the very first Kingdom Alliance Action Center, where it is going to be placed right in the center of the gang violence, the homosexuality, the rape, perversion, drugs. So our future plans is to build this center where it will be a beacon of hope, where everyone can come in and there will be love, the love of God, because love covers a multitude of sin. On top of that, if they need help with their light bill, we want to help the family members pay their light bill. They need food, they get food. If they need rent, you know, help with their rent. Because in my experience, when I was struggling and I'm still kind of, you know, I'm not balling, I'm still living on a tight rope, but when there was times when I was really struggling, I went to quite a few churches and they would not help. They said, well, they don't have funds for that. You know, they can't do this and they can't do that. So what me and my husband want to do, we want to make sure that the need is met for the community. If a family lights is off, we want to help them get their lights on without any problem. If there's no food in their kitchen, we want to go ahead and buy them food. If they're a month or 2 months behind on rent, we want to pay their rent. Shoot, if they want to find a way to get to work and they need mobility to get to work so they can provide for their family, we want to be able to help them get mobility to get to work, because the word of God declares that we shall be sufficient in all things. The word of God declares that in the kingdom of heaven, nothing's missing and nothing's lacking. Why? Because we are looking out for one another. So that is our future plan, to put our very first, glory to God, Kingdom Alliance Action Center right in the heart of a poverty-stricken neighborhood, where the people will be blessed, where their lives will be changed, and the stigma of that neighborhood will be erased, and people will see who they truly are in Christ Jesus.
Okay, very good. Now, you mentioned something about the government. I noticed that, you know, there is a lot of ministries that are rising up right now, and they are not doing the typical 501(c). Is that your position at this time?
No. See, a church does not have to be a 501(c)(3), a ministry. A ministry does not, because it's automatically tax deductible. However, now if you're doing like a community service, you can be a 501(c)(3). You can. But if it's a faith-based, you can be a 501(c)(3). However, if it's a faith-based community center, they tend to have a lot of red tape and a lot of bureaucracies on how you can meet the need of the people, because it's under the government. You understand? So there's churches who are 501(c)(3)s, and that's good for them. You know, if they feel the need to do that, that's them. You know, and there's community centers who are 501(c)(3)s. If they want to use it, that's fine. There's nothing wrong with it. There's faith-based community centers that are 501(c)(3)s. There's nothing wrong with it. However, from my experience and my education, once we do that, the community center now, the ministry, once we go ahead and receive funding from the government, then they tell us, for instance, that we will have to marry same sex. You know, they will say that it's discrimination. Right. And we're true kingdom citizens. We believe the Bible. We don't beat them down, because my sister, as I said before, my sister is gay, my blood sister, so she knows my standpoint on it. However, I love on her. I do not condemn her. I don't beat her down with it. But now in the ministry that God has blessed us with, we are not going to marry same sex, because we are standing on the kingdom of God and his statutes.
Exactly.
So, but now we receive funding. You know what I'm saying? And now we receive the funding from the government, then they're going to tell us that we have to marry same sex.
Right.
And then that'll be a compromise. You know, there's nothing wrong with 501(c)(3)s being tax deductible and things like that. There's some great benefits to it. But I just know that that is something that that we do not want to do. We don't want to do that.
Yes.
We want the Kingdom
right,
Center
right.
to be solely and independently, you know?
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, my ministry in itself, too, we're not 501c3, and mainly because there are certain things we have to say and there's certain directions we have to take. So I do understand solely on that. And a lot of people don't really understand and know that it is not a requirement just because we're in ministry to be 501c3 to be able to remain functional. But I, you know, certainly do understand you there. But so can you tell the audience about how, if they want to participate in supporting what you're trying to do for the community and how they can get involved?
Sure. They can go to our website, which is pearlofagreatprice.org. And on there is the link that says GoFundMe. is a charity website, and you can click on the link and you can sow into the Kingdom assignment, or you can send to our P.O. box, which is 2474 Chesapeake, Virginia, 23327, Pearl of a Great Price Ministries and Mentorship. And that's it. We are solely depending on God to touch the heart of those that we could touch the lives of others. So you could go to GoFundMe/Pearl of a Great Price, or you could go to our website, pearlofagreatprice.org, and at the end of the page for more information, you could click the link GoFundMe, or you could send it to the P.O. Box, 2474 Chesapeake, Virginia, 23327.
Okay. So if, also, too, if someone wants to reach you, to contact you, to ask you any questions, is there a particular, would you like to give an email address or a phone number?
Well, right now we just have an email address. We have our Kingdom line, which is active every Friday. So if you wanted to reach us for a prayer request or some more information, you can email me. I'll give my email address, and then you can set up a date and time when we can talk over the conference line. The email address is pearlofagreatprice@gmail.com. That is pearlofagreatprice@gmail.com. And our conference line number is 218-895-1749. 218-895-1749. Access code 1217. We have our line open every Friday at 8 o'clock, or if you want to reach out to us and have a personal discussion not on the Friday night Kingdom Study line, just submit it through the email. Let us know when, and we will set up a date and time where we could discuss on the conference line. That is the way you could reach us for right now.
Okay, okay. And I just want to spell it out. The web address is Pearl, P-E-A-R-L, of O-F, A, great, R-E-A-T, Price, P-R-I-C-E .org. So you can go there again to her website if you have, you know, to look over the information. But we do have some other callers in here. I want to open up the lines one more time to give the callers a chance to ask any questions you may have. And please state your name and where you're calling from. Okay, callers, if you have any questions or anything you would like to say at this time, please feel free to do so. Please state your name and where you're calling from. Okay. So let us, Prophet Nicole.
Yes. Yes.
Can you please share a final word with the body of Christ of what the Lord is leading for you to say at this time?
Sure. What I want to say is that we are all a pearl of a great price. No matter the muck or the mire that you have been through, no matter how deep that it seems that you are on the bottom of the ocean, remember, a pearl has to go through some pressing inside a clamshell. A pearl has to sit at the bottom of the ocean for years before it gets its valuableness. We are all a pearl of a great price. We all have greatness inside of us. We all have a purpose to perform and fulfill for the Lord Yahweh and his son Yeshua, HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ. And it's in you, no matter what the world tries to tell you. So fulfill your purpose. Never mind, you know, that they say you can't do it. I'm telling you that you can do it. Never mind that it seems impossible. Step out on faith. The only way you can please God is with faith. Come believing that he is God. You are a pearl of a great price. Let the world know that the kingdom of heaven resides inside of you, and you have something to give the world back for the glory of the Father. Remember that. No matter what, no matter who doubts you, no matter who says it can't be done, no matter who is scared, no matter who laughs at you, no matter who doesn't believe the vision, you believe the vision that the Lord has placed inside of you. Because only what you do for the Lord shall last.
Amen. Amen. That's true. Hallelujah to that.
I have Apostle, real quick.
Go ahead.
I have Apostle Vaughn here.
Okay.
I have my husband,
Lord.
Apostle
Hallelujah.
Vaughn, right here. Praise the Lord.
Welcome, Apostle. Would you like to share a word with the body of Christ right now?
I just want to say that God is doing great things in this season, and he's calling each and every individual now forth that their purpose may be birthed before the world, because the scripture declares that the earth is waiting to see the manifestation of the sons of God being revealed in the earth, and now it's our time as kingdom people to allow the world to see the manifestation of Christ in and through us. And we believe that, so even right now, we speak it forth, even now, that kingdom ambassadors, evangelists, apostles, prophets, teachers will come forth now and be agents for change. And we thank you for it right now. Believe it so, in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. Apostle,
amen.
Would you like to pray us out, Apostle?
Sure. Father God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for advancing, oh God, your kingdom, oh Lord, extending your territory, oh Father, with your dominion and your influence, oh Lord, understanding, oh God, that you've given us that functioning power, oh God. Oh, Father, to lay hands on the sick, oh God, to speak a word into a dark place, oh Lord, that the light may be revealed. Oh, Father God, we thank you, oh Lord, for this moment in time where destiny met time, oh God, and people were allowed, oh God, and able, oh Lord, to hear, oh God, your word, oh Lord, your way, your design, your blueprint, even in the beginning as it was so, oh God, before man fell, Lord. So we thank you now, God. We bless the woman of God, O Lord, who has gone forth, O Father. O Lord, who has been a front runner, O God, on the internet radio, Lord. We thank you for everything that you're doing, dominion that you've given her, territory, O God, influence, regions, O God, that she will impact, O Lord, even in the earth. We thank you for it now, for fresh oil upon her head, O God, even her ministry, O Lord, that it would be doing greater, O God, things in the latter than it will be in the former. And we thank you for it now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you for the prayer.
Amen.
Apostle.
Hallelujah.
Okay, thank you. Prophet Nicole Vaughn for joining us tonight and sharing about your ministry, Vision Pearl of a Great Price Ministry and Mentorship, and Kingdom Alliance Action. And if you want to know more about Prophet Nicole Vaughn and Apostle Vaughn's ministry, please go to the website at pearlofagreatprice.org, and you can also look at our Kingdom Empowerment magazine online, and you can learn more about it and click the link from there as well. So thank you everyone for joining us tonight, and we just say may the grace of God be with you, and may he empower and equip you your body, soul, and spirit to fulfill his destiny and purpose. In Jesus' mighty name. God bless everyone.
Jesus is a heartbeat.